The Gift of Loneliness, a compilation.
Being alone and being lonely are two different things. One can be alone without being lonely, and one can be lonely in a crowded room. Loneliness is therefore a state of mind, an emotion brought on by feelings of separation from other human beings. The sense of isolation is very deeply felt by those who are lonely. The Hebrew word translated desolate or lonely in the Old Testament means one alone only, one who is solitary, forsaken, wretched. There is no deeper sadness that ever comes over the mind than the idea that we are alone in the world, that we do not have a friend, that no one cares for us, that no one is concerned about anything that might happen to us, that no one would care if we were to die or shed a tear over our grave. No one felt loneliness more keenly than David. In a series of earnest, heartfelt appeals to God, David cried out in his loneliness and despair. His own son was risen up against him. The men of Israel went after him, and he was forced to flee from the city and leave his house and family. Lonely and afflicted, his only recourse was to turn to God and plead for mercy and God's intervention, because his only hope was in God. It is interesting to note that the word lonely is never used in the New Testament to describe people. In the New Testament, the word lonely only occurs twice, and both times refers to desolate places where Jesus moved off into the wilderness to be alone. Whatever the cause of loneliness, for the Christian, the cure is always the same: the comforting fellowship of Christ. That loving relationship with our Master has reassured and encouraged countless thousands who languished in prisons and even went to their deaths for his sake. He is the friend who sticks closer than a brother, who lays down his life for his friends, and who has promised never to leave us or forsake us, but to be with us until the end of the age. We can take comfort in the words of the old hymn that says it best: "Friends may fail me, foes assail me, he is with me to the end. Hallelujah, what a Savior." From gotquestions.org. One night, as I lay in bed listening to the clock hands tick-tock their way around the clock face, I felt the loneliness to an intensity that seemed more than I could bear. I pulled the covers over my head and let the tears fall. I felt so sad and alone, and from the hollow, gnawing ache inside of me, I sent up a silent prayer. Suddenly, I was no longer in my bed, but in another place. I found myself in a beautiful, peaceful garden, following a stone pathway as it wound through the colorful array of grass and flowers. Looking ahead, I saw someone walking toward me. He was very tall, and he glowed with a light that was brighter than the sun, yet gentler than the moon. When he reached me, he gave me a long embrace. Without words, he conveyed warmth of deep love and utter acceptance that reassured me and allayed my fears. I remember thinking, "He must be Jesus." He turned and continued walking down the pathway, motioning for me to follow him. We walked on until we reached a small river, beside which he knelt and began to dig away the earth with his hands. Soon his fingers revealed a beautiful pearl. It was nearly the size of my fist, and iridescent rainbow colors swirled across its milky surface as it caught the sunlight. He lifted the pearl and gave it to me with both hands. With a smile, he said, "This is the gift of loneliness." All at once, I opened my eyes and found myself back in my bed, but the vivid memory of the vision remained with me. I felt I had truly been there. This experience comforted me and changed my perspective. I had always viewed loneliness as nothing but pain. It dawned on me that what seemed like an ugly thorn bush could also blossom roses. Slowly, I began to see my loneliness not as a curse, but as a gift that Jesus wanted to give me at that time in my life. Throughout the following months, I learned to draw my comfort and confidence from Jesus, His love, and His Word. My lonely moments became special times of talking to Him and listening to His voice in my heart. I found Him to be my best friend with whom I could share my innermost fears, hopes, and secrets, knowing that He would always love and accept me for who I am. Thinking about His amazing, unconditional love for me filled me with wonderful peace, assurance, and joy, which replaced the sadness, self-doubt, and feelings of alienation that I had been struggling with. If you are struggling with loneliness, you don't need to despair. Remind yourself that Jesus loves you more deeply than anyone ever could and understands you better than anyone else. You may discover that this time of loneliness is a gift in disguise. His gifts in disguise come to us with infinite love, and through them we can gain treasures that will far outlast our trials. Evelyn Sikorowski. The loneliness of the soul is a fact. We do not live by twos. We live alone. Our trails may meet and cross or run parallel, but they never merge. They ever remain our own. If we must look to another human soul for complete satisfaction and understanding, we're going to be disappointed. Because we have access to the companionship of one who does not heed the imperfect medium of my words, because his eyes can read the desires and reactions of my soul like an open book, I can be assured of the love that knows neither beginning nor ending, and that does not stop at any sacrifice for my happiness. A love that delights to stoop when he can lift me, and whose resources for my development are as endless as his being. A perfect person, this companion, Jesus Christ, so intimately near, infinitely satisfying, ever at hand. And if I have him, then my loneliness is cured. I know Christ, and he has said, "Lo, I am with you always." Anna J. Lindgren. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.